It's time for another sports presentation right here on SportRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Fort Recovery, the LaFever Family Complex, where we've got the Fort Laramie Lady Redskins traveling here to play your Fort Recovery Lady Indians on the softball side. And over on the baseball side, the Anna Rockets have came to town to play the Fort Recovery Varsity Baseball team. Coming into this evening, Fort Laramie is bringing in a 1-3 record with them, and the Indians are bringing in a 6-1 record. For the Indians this evening, it will be a very similar-looking lineup. Senior Emma will play center field and lead off. Senior Ava Greasy will play shortstop and bat second. Jenna Holman will continue the pitching duties for the year and is a junior. Ella Shane, senior, playing third base and batting cleanup. Kylie Post catches and is a senior. Alexis Greasy, sophomore, playing first base. Kayla Heikamp out in right field and is a senior. And then the lineup finishes with freshman Paisley Hart in left field and freshman Layla Armstrong at second base. As for the Fort Laramie Redskins, senior Lainey Barhorst will start and play center field. Claire Hoing, senior, will do the pitching duties and bat second. Autumn Turner, senior, will play shortstop and bat third. Jaina Ruinkamp will be a sophomore and catch for the Redskins. Junior Kendall Tennery will play right field and bat fifth. Brooke Garrett, Jr. will play left field. The designated player for the Redskins this evening will be junior Ava Schaefer. Freshman Macy Schaefer will play third. Maya Salisbury will play second and is a sophomore. Liza Poppelman will play first base and is a freshman. So, once again, Fort Laramie Redskins come in this evening at a 1-3 record. The Indians come in at 6-1 after a close 3-2 victory last night against the Marion Local Flyers. Looking to the future here on Fort Recovery Radio, tomorrow the softball game will not be broadcast unless somebody out there listening is willing to come and broadcast the game for Neil. But the baseball team hosts Anzonia tomorrow at 11 a.m. The baseball team will be hosting a barbecue chicken dinner available beginning at 11 a.m. as well right here at Fort Recovery. Next week on Monday, the baseball team will be home against Lima Shawnee, and that will be a 5:30 start time. Tuesday, the baseball team will be home against Parkway. Thursday, they'll travel to New Bremen. And then next Saturday, we'll be home against South Adams with a doubleheader starting at 11 a.m. The diamond here is getting prepped. We had Little Indian Night. We had all kinds of little third through sixth grade boys and girls here doing fundamentals with the teams, warming up with the coaches, warming up with the players. And they're down in that dugout right now with our Lady Indians waiting for this game to start. Also down in that dugout is high school choir teacher and director Tracy Evers-West Curtis with about four or five young ladies that's going to come sing the National Anthem live this evening. So we will take a break here. We'll be back. They're going to do some National Anthem. They're going to do the starting lineups. Coaches are about to meet at home plate and exchange starting lineup cards with the two umpires that have made their way this evening and are coming out here a little bit bundled up. So we'll be back to the diamond right after this. Stay tuned.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The Hall Brothers Service Department is right now running a terrific special on Case IH equipment. Here's how to take advantage. First, schedule an inspection by Hall Brothers for your Case IH tractor, combine, or planter. That equipment is then eligible for 2 free hours of labor from the Hall Brothers Service Department. Plus, there's 15% off Case IH filters, $5 off opening blades, $3 off guards, and $2 off Case IH sweeps. There's just lots of ways to save right now. Call Hall Brothers for details on this great offer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back here at Fort Recovery where the Lady Indians choir down there is getting set up for the national anthem. Coach Shane for the Indians is still out there, and I believe Coach Sanders for the Redskins. Discussing the field a little bit, discussing field of play, pointing out a couple dugouts right now, seeing how that's going to play this evening and such. Kurt Wendell here with you on Fort Recovery Radio. My sixth grade daughter, Zoe, will be joining us momentarily once she finishes her duties down there in this third through sixth grade Little Indian Night. And if any of you joined us a couple weeks ago for a couple Thursday, Friday night games, I'm sure you know what's coming up with the sixth grade Zoe Wendell here. So, once again, the teams are taking the field here, preparing for the national anthem. We're going to send it to three or four commercial breaks here to get through the national anthem, and we'll be back to the diamond here real soon.
Medler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch in Fort Recovery are ready to play today with great prices on Lazy Boys and home decor items at both stores. Just ask for the Put Me in Coach specials and save on your purchase. It's time to play ball and win. Good luck to the Indians and all their fans. Medler's Furniture and A Simple Touch, serving our community.
Around here, we welcome a slower pace, except when it comes to internet speeds. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the Fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back here at Fort Recovery. We're just trying to sync this up a little bit. The baseball team, I've just been informed, Anna Hatton quite finished up warm-ups. So they're over there having their rules meeting with the coaches right now. Softball field is ready to go for this live national anthem as soon as we get the green light from the baseball side. Shared a speaker system this evening has us a little bit delayed right now, but we will be back here just as soon as the national anthem is complete. Stay tuned for live softball action coming your way next.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Trevor Wenning, owner of Top Wrench LLC in downtown Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your spring car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Top Wrench LLC, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you. Let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette brooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back here live at the Lefevre Family Complex here in Fort Recovery, the home of our home baseball and softball facilities. The national anthem has been completed. We are started with the starting lineups here of the softball side. We ran through those a little earlier tonight, but we can run through them real quick here. Redskins are going to take the field first. They're going to be facing Jenna Holman, junior pitcher for Fort Recovery. But they're going to go first, Lainey Barhorse, Claire Hoing, Autumn Turner, Jaina Ruinkamp, K- Kendall Tennery, Brooke Garrett, Ava Schaefer, Macy Schaefer, Maya Salisbury, and Liza Poppelman are going to be the starting lineup in order for the bats for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Got that lineup from Coach Sanders earlier tonight, and he warned me that he may have posted a little bit about cold weather. If any Redskins fans want to tune into the Fort Recovery Radio, it's more than available, so we welcome them to the broadcast this evening as well. Like I said, the Redskins are coming in at 1-3. Not real sure too many details about that season so far, but your Indians are coming in at 6-1. And just played their first MAC game last night and got Marion Local 3-2. So coming in here, and we'll see what happens. We'll have Zoe Wendell, my sixth grade daughter, joining myself, Kurt Wendell, here in a little bit. And like I said, she's usually a joy when she throws the microphone in front of her mouth. So stay tuned here. We're going to play one more commercial break, and we'll be right back with live softball.
Hello, this is Joanne Blunstart from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. Call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management, with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, but welcome back here to live softball action. The ceremonious first pitch was just thrown out by a Fort Recovery sixth grader, Natalie Winning, concluding the third through sixth grade Little Indian night here at the ballpark. A little chilly, 42 degrees and a little wind out there, but saw plenty of those little third through sixth graders enjoying some ice cream a little bit ago down there. So kudos to them. That wasn't my choice. I was thinking before the went on the air here that, you know, I don't mind a ball game with a drink in my hand, but the drink of choice this evening is going to be hot coffee. So we're going to try and stay warm here. We just closed the press box up after the national anthem, and Indians are taking their final throws here on the diamond, and we're about to see Fort Laramie Redskins senior Laney Barhorse lead off the Redskins. So Zoe Wendell, my sixth grade daughter, just got up here in the just got up here in the press box. She's getting ready to throw some headsets on, and we're moments away from the first pitch. So batter is in the batter's box. Like I said, Laney Barhorse, their center fielder and a senior. So stay tuned, and Jenna Holman is about to deliver the first pitch. First pitch comes in, fastball, Barhorse offers, and is a strike. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. Again, Jenna Holman, all the pitching duties thus far this team, so far this season as a junior. Foul tip straight into the backstop. Batter number one goes down 0-2. So, Zoe, how was that Little Indians night down there so far? You've been down there about an hour and a half out in the cold. You all right?
Yeah.
All good? Have a little fun down there?
Yeah, but they didn't have as much activities as a while ago.
And the third pitch is low and outside. 1-2 to count to Barhorst. So I was talking a little bit ago about the ice cream. Do you have any ice cream?
No.
No.
But Mom's going to get me some.
Oh.
She said she is.
You got a nice mom.
I know.
Holman's 1-2 offering comes to the plate. Low, 2-2 the count. Again, busy night here at the ballpark with the Fort Recovery baseball team playing Anna directly behind us. The press box, the only thing splitting the two diamonds apart. 2-2 offering. Swing, high fly ball out to right field. Senior Kayla Heikamp out there makes the catch for the first out of the evening. Long fly by that Heikamp had to retreat back on, but makes the catch. That will bring up Redskins senior Claire Hoying to the plate. Looks like she is also going to be responsible for the pitching duties this evening. Again, one out on the fly ball, top of the first. The pitch inside, ball one. Jenna Holman prepares for the 1-0 offering. The pitch. Post tries to frame it, but home plate umpire says just a little high, 2-0 the count. Offering, preparing to come to the plate. Foul ball directly at the Redskins dugout. Next count 1-2. One out. Zoe, do we field any balls today? What would we do from 3:30 to 5 out there with the Little Indians?
We ate a snack and we threw.
Oh.
That's it.
Well, the bats are a little cold, 42 degrees in this slight breeze that we're facing here. Hoying makes an offering at the 1-2 count, misses, count goes 2-2. You know, a couple weeks ago we were up here and I thought it was chilly that night, but I've seen a few of them out there in short sleeves and stuff. I don't see any of that this evening. The 2-2 pitch to Hoying. Low goes full. Full count to the senior.
Bigger crowd than the other week when it was cold.
A lot bigger crowd here. The little Indian night did bring out a large crowd, and Laramie brought a lot more fans than I was anticipating with this lovely spring weather we're enjoying during this spring sporting event. The full count offering, Hoying high fly ball headed right back out to senior Kayla Heikamp in right field. And Kayla Heikamp has secured the first two outs of the inning. That's going to bring up yet another senior for the Redskins. It's going to be their shortstop, Autumn Turner. So the Redskins are going to start with three straight seniors at the top of the lineup here this evening. Holman's offering, high, ball one.
Yeah.
Holman's second offering to the plate. Fouled straight into the backstop, directly back to catcher post. And the count goes 1-1. On deck for the Redskins would be Jaina Ruinkamp, sophomore catcher. With the two outs, is going to keep the knee pads on currently. Holman's changeup goes high over post head, making the count 2-1. Two outs, top of the first. The American flag directly out in center field. Not very brisk, but is straight going left to right. So the ball is favoring the right field. Holman's offering is fouled back into the backstop and comes directly back to herself to field. 2-2 the count, two outs on the Redskins in the top of the first.
Ken Shane's got his gamely appearance.
Yeah, Ken's bundled up out there in center field. He's got a few more diehards out there than normal, up to six or seven of them out there this evening. Holman's offering, swing and a miss. Turner goes down on strikes. That's the first strikeout for Jenna Holman on the night. Redskins go 1-2-3 with two flyouts to right field and a strikeout offering by Turner. And the Redskins will go take the field. The Indians are about to face their senior pitcher, Claire Hoing. Indians will send to the plate Emma Will, Ava Greasy, Jenna Holman will be 1-2-3. All right, Zoe, I warned the listeners during pregame that you didn't disappoint. You came well prepared with a few softball jokes for us this evening. So let's. I've only read one so far, so I've not been warned on any of these jokes. So was
it the first one?
No, it was not. It was midway down the page, and I just wanted to make sure it was clean and okay for the airways. But you go ahead and bring us joke number one.
Okay. When should softball players wear armor?
When should softball players wear armor? I'm going to guess that is during a night game.
You read the first one.
I did not. You made them easier than last time. That was way easier than last time. All right, we got time. We didn't take a commercial in between the first here. Let's see the number two.
Okay. Why would girls like playing softball so much?
Why would girls like playing softball so much? I don't know. I live with you who loves playing softball. I should probably know this, but... This
doesn't apply to me.
Doesn't apply to you. All right, let's go for it.
Because diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Are you sure you didn't tell us that one last time?
No, I did not.
You're sure, huh?
No.
All right. Well, the Redskins have finished warm-ups. They've brought the last one down to second base. And they've got senior Claire Hoing out there getting ready to make the offering to senior Emma Will. So not only does Emma Will get on base a lot, she also really enjoys getting the steal opportunity. So fast girl here that Carrie Shane likes to put at the top of the lineup. First offering low, count goes 1-0.
So low hits before the plate.
Yeah. So definitely came in there with some speed, though. There's no doubt about that. So Hoing can bring it. The 1-0 offering. Change up just a bit high. Count goes 2-0. Another off-speed pitch just a bit high. Emma Wills ran the count 3-0 here. Be interesting to see if Coach Shane gives her the green light with the 3-0, but... Most of the season, 3-0 has mean the Indians go full take mode. Emma takes ball four. Four straight balls to start the bottom of the first. The Indians got their first base runner of the night. That will bring senior shortstop Ava Greasy to the plate for the Indians. Emma Will on first. Making eye contact with Coach Shannon at third. And Greasy's in the batter's box. She squares the bunt, pulls back. Will goes to second, slides in safely. So Greasy pulls the bat back on the bunt offering. Will is able to advance to second, and with no outs, the Indians have got one in scoring position. So, Greasy in the batter's box again. Junior pitcher Jenna Holman waits in the on-deck circle. The offering. Greasy hits the third base. Will advance Will, but it will be the fielder's choice. Greasy is thrown out on first, but that will bring Junior Jenna Holman to the plate with a runner on third base. Jenna Holman to the plate, steps into the batter's box, which then brings senior Ella Shane batting cleanup into the on-deck circle. Holman takes the first pitch right down the middle, strike. Seems Hoing brings a lot more off-speed maybe than the Indians are accustomed to here, just trying to get a little adjusted. Another hot shot down to third base. Hit off the inner ankle. And Holman is safe at first and will score Emma Will from third. So the Indians have struck first here at home. We'll go up 1-0 with a runner at first and one out in the bottom of the first. So Shane will immediately call the umpire over, and I got a feeling we're going to be courtesy running for our junior pitcher. Yes, we are. And with the temperatures, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I am not going to be able to tell you who that courtesy runner is coming in wearing an Indian softball sweatshirt with no number visible. But Ellis steps to the plate, one out, bottom of the first with the Indians already up 1-0. Hoing's next pitch high. Catcher tries to make a pickoff play at first and not in time. So, once again, runner at first, one out. Ellis Shane Sr. at the plate facing a 1-0 count. Ella takes pitch to a strike right down the middle.
Hopefully, next time you'll be able to read the back of their helmets with your bifocals.
I don't know if we're to the point of poking fun at that just yet. Ella takes ball too low in the dirt a little bit, does advance the courtesy runner to second base. So 2-1 the count, one out. Indians once again are threatening here with a runner at second base. Zoe, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of excited to get bifocals. You know, I'm getting a little older and I'm ready.
I know, you're like 40.
So Ella takes ball 3-high, 3-1 the count. I don't know, but I think I was just called an idiot up in the press box. So Ella's next offering, she pokes out into right center field, finds the gap. Courtesy runner holds to make sure it isn't caught. Shane gives her the green light, and she is thrown out at home plate. Ella does advance to second on the play, but center fielder gets to that ball that was hit to the gap, makes a great throw. Tag is applied at home for the second out. So that's definitely a single for Shane. Advances to second on the throw. Holman, courtesy runner, thrown out at the plate. So out number two. We'll bring senior catcher Kylie Post to the plate. Takes ball one slightly inside.
You know, I heard you got a surprise for me at home.
I do have a surprise. I've been out of town almost all week. I've been out of town since Tuesday for work, and I did bring a little surprise home for you. Kylie's post second pitch, she sends high to left center field. Center fielder covering a lot of ground, makes the catch on the run for out number three. So Indians strike first. They go up 1-0 after the first, and we are going to take a commercial break, and we will be back right after this.
The Fort Recovery Dairy has a great Saturday special for you. Our award-winning Coney dogs are just $3 each every Saturday. That's right, all day, every Saturday, you can get one of the best Coney dogs you'll ever eat for just $3. And grab one of our delicious sides, and you have a great meal. Get them any way you like them, with the Works, Coney sauce, onions, shredded, or nacho cheese, or your choice of toppings. Call ahead at 375-4411, and we'll have them ready for you when you get here. Every Saturday this year, get our great award-winning Coney dogs, just $3 each, at the Fort Recovery Dairy. Check out the Fort Recovery Dairy store. Social media pages like Facebook and Instagram for our weekly ice cream and food specials. God bless America.
All right, we are back here at LaFever Family Complex where the Lady Indians have struck first in the bottom of the first, going up 1-0 on the Fort Laramie Redskins. Redskins went 1-2-3 in the first, so they will start with cleanup batter Jaina Ruinkamp, sophomore, then followed by Kendall Tennery and Brooke Garrett will come to the plate. So, Zoe, we got just a minute. We don't have Ruinkamp quite in the batter's box yet. Fire me another joke.
How are softball teams like pancakes?
How are softball teams like pancakes? Well, I mean, if they're like the pancakes I make for you for brunch, they're big, thick, and fluffy, but I don't think that's the right terminology for a softball team. So what do you got for me?
They both need good batters.
Oh, my gosh. I hope you're concentrating on your schoolwork more than you're concentrating on these jokes. But, hey, Jaina Ruinkamp has stepped into the plate, or up to the batter's box here, and offering one on the way. She pokes one hard to the right center field gap. That's going to one-hop the fence. She's on her way to second and will be a stand-up double for Ruin Camp. That's by far the hardest hit ball we've seen this evening. One hops into the fence. Indians do field it cleanly and get it right back in, but Redskins are striking immediately here with zero outs in the top of the second.
They also have a courtesy runner.
They, too, just brought a courtesy runner in.
Number 12.
Number 12 for the Fort Laramie Lady Redskins is freshman Addie Barhorst will be courtesy running out there at second base. Holman's first offering now to Kendall Henry is a foul ball to the backstop. Count will go 0-1. Jenna Holman going to try and settle down here. Got that leadoff double up against her here with no outs. That contingency out there in center field continues to grow. I don't know if it's the first home game, maybe that the wind's not blowing into their face, but they're approaching double digits out there in center field this evening.
Yeah, in between innings, I've seen a few people, including Father Moore, playing musical chairs.
Hey, Tenery sends the second offering, long foul ball down right field, out of play. So, yeah, the Little Indian Night does continue. Did have a little bit of musical chairs. I did not see who won. Somebody threw the foul ball back into live play here. Home plate umpire, very aware, catches on to that and pauses before the offering here. So we got an 0-2 count coming here to Kendall Tenery. Off speed pitch, just a bit high. Kendall was ready to swing and then caught onto that off speed. So
they did bring a bouncy house out here for Little Indians, though.
Yeah, it's been up and down, but it is up and strong. I see a whole contingency of kids over there jumping. Holman's next pitch just a bit outside. Home plate umpire felt he had to justify himself there and signal that one. Count goes 2-2. The 2-2 offering to the plate. And it is strike three looking. Catches the inside corner. Kendall thought that was just a bit inside, but gets rung up looking. So that will be John Holman's second strikeout on the day here. And that brings up a junior Brooke Garrett, left fielder for the Redskins. Again, still got that courtesy freshman runner out there at second base with one out. Holman's offering to the plate. Fouled straight back by Brooke Garrett. 0-1 the count.
Tonight I do not see Haley sitting with her parents, much less with the radio.
Not going to get any shout-outs to any of your friends this evening, huh?
Except Caitlin. Uh-huh. She's pretty nice.
So, the 0-1 offering prepares to come to the plate by Holman. Fouled again. Brooke quickly fouls the first two pitches off to an 0-2 count. One out on the Redskins in the top of the second, who are trailing our Indians 1-0 after the first. The pitch. Garrett, strike three, batter out. Did skip in the dirt there for a second, but Kylie Post throws down to Alexis Greasy covering first to conclude the strikeout.
She was told to run just a little late.
Yep. We just skipped right in front of Kylie there, and she wisely gets up, fires it down to Alexis Greasy covering first, and gets our second out of the top of the second inning here. That brings up to the plate junior Ava Schaefer, who takes the first one low and inside. 1-0 the count. Schaefer, the designated player for the Redskins.
Designated player or designated hitter?
I'm going with player. Huh?
Player?
I think you're getting confused with the sport of baseball. Holman's second offering just a bit low. 2-0 the count. Two outs, top of the second. Holman's next offering, low, will be a 3-0 count here. Has not given up a walk yet, but Ava Schaefer is definitely in the driver's seat here with a 3-0 count. Holman's going to take a little deep breath, walk around the pitcher's circle, get back on the rubber. Offering comes to the plate and is taken, strike one. Looked like Ava was in take mode there 100%. So, yeah, strike zone seems to be a little tight here tonight. It's kind of surprising with the temperature. Home plate umpire must not have any dinner plans. 3-1 offering. Fouled up in the air. Alexis Greasy makes the catch. So Jenna Holman does get out of the inning after sacrificing the leadoff double to the Redskins. But we will be headed to the second right after this commercial break.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed IV treatment for you or a loved one? Kalp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing sterile intravenous medications, compounded on our premises, verified insurance coverages, on-call support from pharmacists, and clinical monitoring and reporting to healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio for intravenous home-based treatment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We are back here live at Fort Recovery, the LeFevre Family Complex, where this evening the Fort Laramie Lady Redskins trail our Fort Recovery Indians 1-0 after 1.5 complete. And right behind us, I have not heard a score yet, but the Anna Rockets have traveled over to Fort Recovery to play our varsity baseball team this evening. But headed to the bottom of the second here on the softball side, we'll be led off by sophomore Alexis Greasy, followed by senior Kayla Heitkamp and freshman Paisley Hart. So we've got Alexis Greasy stepping in to face senior Claire Hoing from Fort Laramie. Indians still holding on to that 1-0 lead they earned in the first. Greasy hard poke down the left field line, just foul. Carey has a slight whimper as that thing was foul all the way to about the last foot. But definitely, as I sit here, I'm looking straight down that left field line and was definitely foul.
So, what's the surprise?
We're not going to talk about that right now.
Why not?
First pitch a little bit low. Count goes to 1-1. I guess second pitch. First one was the foul ball. 1-1 the count. Greasy back in the batter's box. Takes the off-speed pitch high. Makes the count 2-1. Sophomore Alexis Greasy back in the batter's box. Swing high fly ball that the shortstop gets under, gathers herself, and makes the catch. So the Indians quickly go down first out. Right fielder Kayla Heitkamp, senior, will come to the plate. Zoe, the last time we were on the air for Fort Recovery Radio, we watched Kayla Heitkamp send one deep out center field. So, for sure, one home run on the year.
Ooh, she got hit.
And Heitkamp takes that one right on the stomach. So, she will trot down to first base. So, senior Kayla Heitkamp will be at first as our left field freshman Paisley Hart comes to the plate. One away, bottom of the second. Hart takes strike one. A Coach Shane Tran to make sure that senior Kayla Heikamp sees her signals. I'm not sure if she missed something on pitch one or not, but we're going to find out on the second offering. Heikamp immediately took off. Foul tip, though, will send her straight back to first base. Freshman Paisley Hart now in a hole, 0-2 at the plate. The offering inside. Heikamp sends the threat signal but retreats back to first base.
Oh, see, no topping.
One and two the count. One out, bottom of the second. Paisley Hart, long foul ball down the left field side, out of play. Directly into the bullpen where the catcher quickly retreats the ball and gets it directly back into play. We'll hold Kayla Heikamp at first. Paisley Hart back in the batter's box. One and two the count, the offering. Paisley Hart, soft grounder down to third base. Heikamp will advance second, but is dead meat trying to go to third on the throw. So Coach Shane, I'm showing some very, very aggressive base running here. We have had one thrown out at the plate and one thrown out at third base. So we're going to leave them stranded. We're going to go to the top of the third with the Indians holding on to that 1-0 lead. So kind of sort of a double play there. Hart thrown out on the force out at first and trying to advance first to third. Kayla Heikamp thrown out at third. So Indians will go 1-2-3 in the bottom of the second. So as we prepare to go to the top of the third, Zoe, what you got up your sleeve over there?
What does a softball player do when she loses her eyesight?
What does a softball player do when she loses her eyesight? I don't know. That'd be awfully hard to be a softball player at that point, I would think. What you got?
She'd become an umpire.
Now. We have had no issues with the umpires this season, Zoe. We have had... You know, and honestly, just thankful for them because without them, these sports are a little difficult to complete. But as we're going to the top of the third, you're going to see the bottom three of Fort Laramie's lineup here. You're going to be starting off with freshman Macy Schaefer. So, junior pitcher Jenna Holman's got three strikeouts on the night so far, and we'll see if she can add two. Schaefer's soft grounder to third, scooped by senior Ella Shane, thrown to first, but barely beats it out. So back-to-back innings here where the Redskins are going to put the leadoff batter on. That's going to bring to the plate sophomore Maya Salisbury for the Lady Redskins. So Holman's first offering here to Maya, sophomore. She squares the bunt, pulls back, takes strike one. Runner will not advance. So Maya Salisbury pulls the bunt back, is called a strike.
You know, Dad, this ice cream is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm a little confused how you're on the radio right now with a headset on and trying to eat ice cream. Second offering, just a bit low and outside. Runs the count to 1-1. Any topping, any caramel or anything on that?
No, Elsie didn't get me any.
Ooh, well, you know, you're sitting over there eating ice cream and I'm sipping hot chocolate, so.
Hey, I got my hot drink, too.
All right. The offering, Salisbury squares the bunt, wisely pulls back. Low pitch is wild. Runner's going to advance to second, thinking third, but retreats to second. Count's going to go 2-1 on the pitch. The runner does advance.
Seriously, though, this is pretty good.
The 2-1 offering. Squares the bunt. Does bunt. Ooh, just over Kylie Post's outstretched arm behind home plate. So it was a foul ball. Going to run the count to 2-2. On the foul, the runner will be forced to stay at second base. 2-2 count. No outs. Top of the third. On deck for the Redskins is senior Laney Barhorse. They will go back to the top. 2-2 offering. Taken just a bit inside. Count goes full. The full count offering from Holman. Checks the runner. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. So that's going to go down as Holman's fourth strikeout of the day. We're going to go back to the top for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Laney Barhorse had a long, high fly ball to right field. Senior Kayla Heikamp got under it, corralled it, and made the catch. Made me believe, that she probably has the ability to take a ball long out of here. The offering, she squares the bunt, makes an offering, misses. One out. Post checks the call, or Holman with Post catching. Long fly ball. That was a long foul. Falls right between the baseball and softball diamonds here at Fort Recovery. Count quickly goes 0-2. And with the way the press box lined up here, we cannot see who's sitting down there between the baseball and softball. I think I might have saw Renee Evers down there, and that could explain how these balls are getting in so quickly. The long foul balls are being quickly returned to the softball diamond this evening. The 0-2 offering by Holman. She goes off speed, taken high by Barhorst. Count goes 1-2. On deck for the Redskins, senior pitcher Claire Hoing. Holman's next pitch taken high, 2-2 the count. Offering by Barhorst, swing and a miss on strike 3. Post is forced to throw the ball down to Greasy at first to get the out, which allows the runner to advance to third. So freshman Macy Schaefer hangs out at third base, with the Indians now having that second out of the top of the third. Senior Claire Hoing steps into the batter's box for the Redskins. Holman's offering to the plate. Strike is the call right on the inside corner. Hoing kind of flinched like that. Might have been a little more inside than her comfort zone. Oh, 1, 2 outs, top of the third. Hoing fouls that right into the Laramie dugout. Count goes 0-2, and Jenna Holman's one strike away from going back-to-back innings of allowing a leadoff batter on and getting out. So and it is strike 3 swinging, so the Indians do get out of that. Single allowed by Holman, and she strikes out the next 3. So 2.5 in the books. Indians hold a 1-0 lead. And we'll be right back to the softball action after we see what Corey and Jared out at Miracle Lanes have to say.
An easy way to feed your family on a busy night? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Ains is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Ains, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
All right, we are back here at the Softball Diamond, where the PR announcer for this evening, Jim Toby, just wished a happy birthday out to the Indians athletic trainer, Jill Schneider. He might have had the number wrong. I think he was a little high on that estimate of 51 years old today, but all in fun. So happy birthday out there, Jill. And I just counted, I think that contingency out there in left center field is up to about 18, though. So we'll see here. The Indians, though, are going to come to the bottom of the third, holding that 1-0 lead. With the bottom of the lineup, Layla Armstrong, freshman, will lead off, and then we will flip the lineup over to the top with senior Emma Will in the on-deck circle. Does look like we've had a change in pitchers maybe here. The Lady Redskins now have Kendall Tennery Jr. on the mound. So first at Armstrong hits a long shot out to the left fielder, who makes a very good catch on the run to field the first out for the Lady Redskins here in the bottom of the third. So nice hit by Armstrong, just slightly to the wrong spot. That, like I said, will bring up Emma Wills, senior. Did advance to first on the walk and scored the only run of the game. Her first pitch is flied out to the pitcher. So Kendall Tennery comes over, takes on the pitching duties, and has got the first two Indians out on two fly balls. So senior Ava Greasy got out in the first on the fielder's choice that was able to help advance Emma Will, which eventually got that only run of the game so far, with the Indians up 1-0. Tennery's first offering low. Greasy goes ahead in the count 1-0. Greasy takes the second pitch high, 2-0 the count. The 2-0 offering from Tennery, taken just outside 3-0. So we've seen it a couple times with both teams here. 3-0 has traditionally this year for the Indians for sure meant all take. So we'll see if Greasy's got the green light on 3-0 or not. 3-0 pitch taken just a bit outside. Greasy has walked on four pitches. So the Indians will see if they can do a little bit of damage on two outs here. Greasy down at first on the walk with two outs. Jenna Holman, junior pitcher, is ready to step into the batter's box. Senior Ella Shane on deck, hoping that this inning can continue. The pitch, strike one taken by Holman. The 1-0 offering by Tennery, foul grounder down third baseline, just a bit foul. Makes the count 0-2. The 0-2 two-out offering by Tennery. Taken outside. Greasy is going to advance to second on the steal. So with two outs and 1-2 count, the Indians are threatening with a runner in scoring position at second base and senior Ava Greasy. Coach Shane reiterating to Greasy, we've got two outs. You are running. Ball low, gets past the catcher. Greasy's going to advance to third. Holman's going to strategically and slowly here run that 0-2 count to 2-2. Now has her teammate standing just 60 feet away down there at third base. The 2-2 offering. Holman hard grounder to the shortstop. Fielded deep in the hole. Holman beats the run. Beats the throw, which scores the run for the Indians. Ava Greasy coming in from third base on a bang-bang play down at first. That will bring to the plate senior Ella Shane.
They ain't bringing in no thirsty runner this time.
No, with two outs here, and Junior Holman's going to stay on the base pass and do the running herself.
Can't imagine it out there. It's cold enough in here.
It is cold. We have shut the press box up, but it's still chilly. 1-0 offering to Shane. Taken high. 2-0 the count. Offering coming from the Redskin. Shane flies out of play. Off the roof of the Redskins dugout. Makes the count 2-1. Senior catcher Kylie Post in the on deck circle, still keeping the knee pads on with the two outs here in the bottom of the third.
Ooh.
Shane drops one just between the pitcher and first baseman. It drops, and with nobody covering first base, Ella's able to beat it out. On the slight confusion over at first base, Jenna Holman wisely does advance to third. So two outs, first and third. Senior Kylie Post coming to the plate, and the Indians up 2-0 and trying to play a little add-on.
You know, I've not only seen the mascot for the Indians, but also what appeared to be a clown out there.
We've got a mascot and a clown. Or are you talking about Ken Shane?
Oh, there goes the castle.
First offering to senior Kylie Post is taken. Ella Shane is going to advance to second on the steal with no threat of a throw with Holman standing down there at third. So, Indians, second and third. Two outs, bottom of the third. 1-0 offering, prepared to come to senior Kylie Post. Kylie takes that pitch just a bit outside. 2-0 the count. Do have an open base down at first now if the Redskins would rather face sophomore Alexis Greasy, who flied out to the shortstop back in the second. So Kylie Post flied out to center field. Takes ball three low and outside.
The castle was going down because of how many people were in it.
A few too many people in the jump house. So the 3-0 offering, I fully expect to be a take, and is taken outside. So base is loaded. Is going to bring it's going to bring Coach Shane to the plate to make a lineup change here. Alexis Greasy in the batter's box. I believe we're going to get a runner here. Probably down there at first base for Post. Going to go back in there and get her catcher's gear back on and be ready for the top of the fourth. So Coach for the Redskins decides to make a mound visit here with the substitution. So fire one more joke at me, Zoe.
Okay, I got this one. What do pitchers and bowlers have in common?
Pitchers and bowlers.
It's a really good one.
Pitchers and bowlers have in common. I don't have it for
them. They both know how to throw strikes.
Oh, that one was easy. I'm kind of embarrassed of myself on that one. Anyway, the mound visit is completed. Sophomore Alexis Greasy prepared to step into the batter's box here with the bases loaded and the Indians already supporting a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of three. Ball one, taken high. So, Indians dugout is excited in this bases loaded situation here for sophomore Greasy. Alexis Greasy did everything on that pitch but swing the bat. She cocked, she loaded, she was ready, but took strike one. So 1-1 the count. Greasy makes a solid offering. Goes down 1-2.
I believe both of her sisters are here, but not her one brother.
Whole family here enjoying what we in Ohio call spring sports at 41 degrees in wind. Greasy does foul that offering off just shy of the Redskins dugout. Falls right between the catcher and first baseman, both charging strong. So count goes 1-2, two outs, bases loaded, bottom of the three.
Alexis is ready.
Ooh.
She takes ball two.
And she takes ball two off the catcher's thigh. Bounces back out to the pitcher. Going to give her a little bit of time to walk that one off. Coach comes out, makes sure she's okay. Going to kind of coach her into walking down to first base here and stretch out a little bit. So she's telling coach she's all right, but she's just trying to walk that one off. So 2-2 the count, two outs with the Indians up 2-0 here in the bottom of three. Catcher getting comfortable back in her position here, and umpire says play ball. Greasy hits it right back to the pitcher, who bounces it off of her glove, but stays with it and does get out of the threat. So, three complete here at Fort Recovery. The Indians are going to go to the top of four, up 2-0. And we will be back right after this commercial break.
Wayne IGA has you covered for Lent. Their Fish Fry Fridays are back with their great fish ready to go back in their deli every Friday during Lent. You can get their fish as dinners with two sides or get it by the pound. Either way, you'll have delicious fish without the hassle. And you can call ahead at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. It's freshly breaded and fried all throughout the day, so stop by and get some of their great fish, available in bulk or dinners with your choice of several sides. Just stop in and grab some back at their deli, or call ahead at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready to go when you get there. Wayne IGA Fish Fridays are back during Lent. Get in there and get you some.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalf of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalf at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, we are back here live at the softball diamond where senior Autumn Turner is ready to start the fourth inning for the Redskins. Autumn 0-1 on the night, struck out back in the first. So junior Jenna Holman adjusting her glove here and ready to make the first offering. Fouled straight back off the backstop. The 0-1 offering after the foul ball is back in Holman's glove and ready. Grounder hit sharply to shortstop Greasy. Fielded.
Ooh.
Throw just a bit high. Pulls Greasy, Alexis Greasy off the base at first. And once again, this is the third straight inning that the Redskins' first batter is going to reach base. That will bring up sophomore cleanup batter Jaina Ruinkamp for the Redskins.
I had no idea what them costumes were for until I saw the race.
Yeah, we had a little mascot race there in between the third and fourth innings. They said some red alien or something won, just barely squeaking out the Indians mascot. Timeout comes from the batter. So Indians got that 2-0 lead. See what the Redskins decide to do, if they're going to be a little more aggressive on the base pass. Ruinkamp does take pitch strike one with no mention of a bunt coming from her. Second offering, high fly ball to the second baseman. Layla Armstrong gets underneath it. One out. So with one out, junior Kendall Tennery, who took over the pitching duties there last inning for the Redskins, will step in.
Needs to check her plays.
The offering from Holman. Foul to the left side. Senior Autumn Turner doing anything she can to advance down there from first base. She just can't get a free pitch to advance on.
I heard there was attendance prizes.
Did you win one yet?
They haven't pulled one yet.
Oh.
But I should have very good chances.
Next offering inside. Throw to second base on a steal is blocked and no good. Ball squeaks away to center field, and Turner, who had been looking for that chance to advance to second, is able to go first to third on a throw to second base that gets out into center field. So, looked like a good throw. I think it actually just bounced off the bag at second base and gets all the way out there. So, 1-1 the count, one out. Redskins' biggest threat of the evening so far now is just 60 feet away from scoring. Ball two takes.
Makes it 2-1.
2-1 the count. Ball low, 3-1 the count.
I know.
The offering taken just slightly high. Holman issues the walk, so the Redskins will have first and third, one out, top of the fourth, trailing our Indians 2-0.
Definitely not what you want when there's a first and third.
No. Junior Brooke Garrett, left fielder for the Redskins, steps in. She struck out back in the second, so 0-for-1 on the day. As Holman prepares for the offering, Kylie Post kind of giving defensive directions here.
Oh, no.
Oh. Redskins trying to advance the second on the play. Kylie Post throws it down to third instead of second on the steal. It gets out into left field, which allows the run and allows the runner to go from first to third. So Redskins have cut this deficit in half. Carrie Shane coming out to talk to home plate umpire after a little bit of excitement there that has seen her 2-0 lead slip away to 2-1 here. And the Redskins still having a threat at third with one out.
You know, there is a timeout.
So.
Okay, she's back. Oh, no. There's going to be a...
And Carrie's... got some rules questioning here. Now we've got both umpires convening.
Let's sounds like a perfect time for a joke.
How about you bring us a joke? Because they're not joking on the diamond right now. Coach Shane is out definitely questioning what has happened. So what do you got for me?
What do you call a cheerleader who plays softball?
Cheerleader that plays softball.
Whoops.
I do not know.
Babe Root.
Oh, my gosh. It's gone cheesy here, guys. It's gone real cheesy. So, Coach Shane back in the dugout. Obviously, the score is going to stay 2-1 here. Redskins still got that threat at third base with one out in the top of the fourth.
I wonder what that was.
Left fielder Brooke Garrett back in the batter's box. Squares the bunt. Makes the bunt offering. Misses. Post chases the runner back to third. So, 0-2 count here with one out. The Holman offering to the plate. Strike three swinging. So Holman battles back after allowing the run. Gets her second out of the fourth inning here. On a strikeout would be 6 strikeout as we are one out away from 4 innings of pitching for Holman. Pitch one is taken high by junior Ava Schaefer.
You know, someone just tried to steal my joke list.
You get a little defensive? And
yeah.
Holman's second offering. Taken inside. 2-0 the count. Tool offering, getting ready to come to the plate. Swing and a miss by Schaefer. Two and one. Runner at third, two outs. The offering swung and fouled straight off the backstop.
2-2-2.
2-2, two outs. Deuces wild. Indians holding a 2-1 lead. Hard shot down to senior Ellis Shane at third. Fielder cleanly throws to Greasy at first. And the Indians are able to get out of the damage with only one run. And we are going to go to the bottom four with the Indians holding a 2-1 lead. And we will be back right after this commercial break.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we are back here at the ballpark. The Indians finishing up their jog out to left field with the JV team, and the Redskins finishing their warm-ups on the infield here. Indians are going to send to the plate here in the bottom of the fourth, the bottom third. Senior Kayla Heikamp, Paisley Hart, and Layla Armstrong. So as senior Kayla Heikamp gets her last few warm-up cuts in, Zoe, bring me one more joke.
What goes all the way around the softball field but doesn't move?
The fence.
Oh, my gosh. This is the one you read.
That wasn't a joke. That was a fact.
That's a fake.
Huh? Well, it could not have been a joke.
You know it's a fact? They pulled the first round of winners, and I didn't get pulled.
Yeah, well, welcome to Life Isn't Fair. So senior Kayla Heikamp steps into the batter's box here and starts the bottom of four. Makes a solid offering at the first pitch and misses 0-1. Again, Indians holding that 2-1 lead, bottom of four.
Oh, she's fast.
Strike two taken by Kayla Heikamp. Quickly down 0-2. Strike three. Catcher misses it. Heikamp charges down. First baseman misses the throw. Heikamp is going to get first base on the strikeout. Coach is going to go out to first base, make sure his first baseman is okay. It was kind of a bang-bang play. Not sure that ball might have glanced off her face as it hit the glove. So just going to make sure she's okay. Kayla Heikamp is at first base on the throw. So.
Hey, you know I have a joke.
You got another joke? How many jokes did you bring?
16.
16 jokes. Well, we're bottom of four. So let's hold on here just a little bit as the umpires kind of sort out what happened here. And Kayla Heikamp's at first base. I think they're having a conversation if she was aiming for the additional orange bag that you see here in softball or not. She is going to be ruled safe. Indians do have that first leadoff batter on, and that brings freshman Paisley Hart to the plate. Paisley Hart got out on that wild inning-ending double play that went first to third. Hits the very first pitch back to the pitcher, who turns around, gets the out at second. Does get the leadoff runner, but Paisley Hart is safe at first on the fielder's choice. That will bring freshman Layla Armstrong to the plate. Flew out to left field back in the second inning, I believe. No, started the big third inning for the Indians. So. First pitch strike, and advancing is Paisley Hart to second on the pitch.
You know, I'm kind of glad you, like, held off the Columbus for my birthday, though. Because that means you can get me gifts.
Next offering to the plate, hard shot by Layla Armstrong to right field. Fielded cleanly and quickly into the infield. Missed the cutoff, though, and the Indians are going to score one. So advancing on the throw in from right field, the Indians do add on, but the catcher quickly retreats it to second and throws Armstrong out. So once again, that's the third out the Indians have ran themselves into on the base pass, but do get a third run on the play. So 3-1, two outs, bottom of the fourth.
That was a ball. Barely, but it was a ball.
Ball one. Back to the top with senior Emma Will. Hard hit ball down to third. Fielded cleanly. Thrown over to first for the out. So the third out of the inning sees the Indians play a little bit of add-on. Make it 3-1 as we head to the top of the fifth. And we will be back right after this commercial break.
Attention farmers, Case IH and Hall Brothers have teamed up to help get your equipment ready to go this year. Right now, all Case IH tractors, combines, and planters are eligible to receive 2 free hours of labor after an inspection from our service department. Plus, there's discounts on the Case IH parts that are used in any repairs that are done. So now is a great time to save on Case IH equipment repairs. Call today for details. Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Medler's Furniture in Portland and a Simple Touch in Fort Recovery.
I'm ready to play.
are ready to play today with great prices on Lazy Boys and home decor items at both stores. Just ask for the Put Me In Coach specials and save on your purchase. It's time to play ball and win. Good luck to the Indians and all their fans. Meddler's Furniture and A Simple Touch, serving our community.
All right, welcome back to the Diamond here, where we are ready for the top of the fifth after the Indians play a little bit of add-on, making it 3-1. Redskins are going to start off with freshman Macy Schaefer. Pitch comes in low, 1-0 the count. So Indians slowly and methodically got this 3-1 lead with one in the first, one in the third, and one in the fourth. Holman's next offering to the plate. Fouled off of a high pitch. She tried to hold up from swinging and it just glanced right off the barrel of the bat. So 1-1 the count. Maya Salisbury on deck. Hard grounder to freshman Layla Armstrong at second. Flips over to Greasy for the first out. So that'll go 4-3 to get the first out here in the top of the fifth. So one out in the inning here. Fouled hard down the right field side, chasing Larmy leadoff batter Laney Barhorse right out of the on deck circle. So after the foul ball is brought back into play, 0-1 the count. Low makes it 1-1. Reminder, the Indians will be back in play here tomorrow as they have the G County Patriots coming across the state line from Portland over to play tomorrow. Will not be on the air. Hard line drive out to right field right off the top of Kayla Heikamp's glove. Strong arm, though, does allow the runner to only get to first. So right off the top of the glove, but stopped it enough that she could easily scoop it up and get it back into play. So that's going to flip back to the top, though, where Laney Barhorse 0-2 on the day and does have a runner at first base. First pitch is on the inside corner, strike one.
You know, my fans are going to be pretty disappointed when I don't come back till the 29th.
It's the next game that we've got scheduled to be on the air.
It's the last one.
We got a little busy schedule the next couple weeks. Strike two called on the Indians leadoff batter, Laney Barhorst.
Yeah, I'm not back till I'm 12.
You are going to celebrate a birthday. Ooh, the change up. Fool's Barhorse, she flies it straight up in the air. Catcher Kylie Post squares underneath it and makes the out. So two outs. Runner at first for the Redskins, who trail our Indians 3-1. Senior Claire Hoying steps in, also 0-2 on the day. Her and Barhorse have followed each other. Both flew out to right field in the first. Both struck out in the third. Barhorse here in the fifth did just fly out to the catcher. We'll see if Hoying can do the same. First pitch low. Throw down to first. Back in safely.
This grass has mowed really well. That's all I can focus on.
Holman readies the 1-0 pitch. Hard grounder to Greasy at short. Fielded, throws it over to first, and gets the out. So we're going to go to the bottom of five here in Fort Recovery with the Indians up 3-1, and we'll be back right after
another
this.
Another commercial?
Around here, we welcome a slower pace, except when it comes to internet speed. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
We are back here live at the ballpark where Redskins are finishing their warm-ups to go to the bottom of five with the Indians up 3-1. And Zoe, what you got up your sleeve over there?
What's the difference between pickpockets and umpires?
Pickpockets and umpires. Why are we picking on the umpires tonight?
It's just
where the softball jokes fell tonight?
Yeah.
Pickpocketers and umpires. I don't know.
One steals watches and one watches steals.
Oh, my gosh. One steals watches and the other watches steals. That is accurate. That is accurate. Well, here we are at the bottom of five. Indians are going to send to the plate here. Senior Ava Greasy, Jenna Holman, and Ella Shane. So Ava Greasy back in the first, a fielder's choice, and took a walk in the third. Starts the fifth here, taking strike one. She does have one of those three Indian runs. She walked in the third and did get all the way around to score. She hits a hard poke right between the shortstop and third baseman. She's going to start the fifth with a single. That's going to bring to the plate junior Jenna Holman. Jenna on the night had a single, maybe a pair of singles. So, see if she can keep that streak going for us here. Jenna Holman, hard poke out to center field, drops right in front of a charging center fielder. She is going to keep that single streak alive. Redskins get a little dirty with the ball trying to get it back to the pitcher, and it does allow both Indian runners to advance. So we're going to give Holman a single on the play. However, they do have runners now at second and third, no outs. Senior cleanup batter and daughter of the coach, Ella Shane, getting ready to come to the plate, but it's not going to be until the Redskins hold a meeting at the mound. So we will be back right after this commercial break.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
All right, the Redskins coach is headed back into the dugout. Here we are, bottom of five. Indians holding that 3-1 lead. No outs and runners at second and third. So definitely threatening with a strong cleanup batter, Ella Shane, at the plate. So looks like the home plate umpire might just have a little bit of gear issue here, getting his face mask back on, and we are ready.
His?
That is ball one.
The real question is, did you just say his face mask?
One-o offering to the plate, low 2-0. So waiting on deck is senior Kylie Post. Indians definitely trying to play out on here with second and third, no outs. machine hammers a high fly ball out to right field. Right fielder underneath it makes the catch, but throws the pitch home, and it's high. On the throw, Holm does advance to third as Holman, so Indians play add-on and get a runner at third on the sack fly. So RBI for Shane, poking it out to fly out into right field. Indians do go up 4-1, though. Brings senior Kylie Post to the plate with that runner at third and one out. She pokes it hard to the shortstop, who's going to throw it to first, get the out, but is going to score a run. So puts the ball in play, makes it 5-1 with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth.
With two away, brings up the first baseman, Alexis Greasy.
So it's going to bring to the plate sophomore Alexis Greasy, who flew out to the shortstop back in the second and had a grounder back to the pitcher in the third. Off the bat there, though, I thought that foul ball was coming right at us. Looked up and I saw all yellow. So O-1 offering. Crazy takes strike two. The 0-2 offering, two outs. Greasy flies to the second baseman, is going to be the third out. So the Indians do play add-on, get their first crooked number of the night, getting two to the plate, go up 5-1, going to the top of the sixth, where the Redskins will send to the plate Autumn Turner, Gina Ruinkamp, and Kendall Tennery. So, Zoe, it's getting a little excitement here. They're throwing some T-shirts to the crowd. I'd say anybody out in that crowd would, A, take additional clothing to stay warm, and B, are just excited to move around a little bit down there and get the blood flowing. So, hey, we're going to the top of the sixth with the Indians holding a 5-1 lead, and not sure I can take any more myself, but what do you got up your sleeve over there, Zoe? Have we been through all 16 yet?
No.
We got more. Well, speak loud, speak proud, and try and fool me.
Why can't you play softball in a jungle?
Why can't you play softball in a jungle? I don't know.
There's too many cheetahs.
Oh, my gosh. You're getting cheesy, man. We're going to keep this up. You're going to do some more homework. So Kylie Post brings that last warm-up pitch down to second base. The Indians are tossing it around here, and Autumn Turner is ready to step into the batter's box. So Turner was the only run scored by the Redskins so far this evening back in the fourth, and she struck out in the first. Jenna Holman ready to start the top of the sixth. First pitch taken, strike. Second offering in the sixth inning taken low, 1-1 the count. How many jokes you got left? She got left up your sleeve.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1-1 offering. Taken low and outside.
Seven more jokes.
2-1. Have had four straight innings of the Redskins leadoff batter getting on here. Takes ball three. 3-1 the count. Oh. on deck, Gina Ruenkamp for the Redskins. 3-1 offering to the plate. Taken strike at the top of the strike zone. So we're going to go full to leadoff batter Autumn Turner. Full count offering to the plate. Strike three. So Jenna Holman avoids the first batter getting on base here in the top of the sixth. Second strikeout on the day for Turner and eighth for Jenna Holman. Brings to the plate Jaina Ruenkamp, who had a hard hit double back in the second and then flew out to the second baseman in the fourth. One out, top of the sixth. First pitch fouled straight to the backstop. O-1 offering. Kendall Tennery on deck for the Redskins. Fly to the shortstop. Ava Greasy hustles, gets under it, and makes the second out of the top of the sixth. So it's going to bring to the plate junior Kendall Tennery, who's trying to avoid the Redskins going 1-2-3 here in the sixth inning. First pitch taken, strike right on the inside corner. O-1 offering, grounded hard to the hole between first and second base. Right fielder Kayla Heikamp cleanly fields it, gets it back in quickly. So the Redskins are going to play a little two-out rally here. Brings to the plate Brooke Garrett. Break up number eight, Brooke Garrett. Garrett's got two strikeouts on the day. Trying to get off that a little bit. Strike with a hard swing by Garrett. The count 0-1 here in the top of the sixth with two outs. Holman's 0-1 offering to the plate. Strike two. Change up low. Post throws down to second on the steal. Safe at second. Offering with the runner now at second comes to the plate, is fouled back into the Redskin dugout. A few Redskins jumping out of the way of that thing. They thought they were going to try and catch it barehanded there for a second, and then about three of them jumped in three different directions. So, yeah, so 2-2 pitch coming to the plate with two outs, top of the sixth, runner at second. Swing and a miss, strike three. So the, I believe off memory, the ninth strikeout for Jenna Holman finishes the sixth of any threat from the Redskins. We're going to go to the bottom of six with a 5-1 lead, and we will be back right after this.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
And we are back here at Softball Diamond, where we're going to go to the bottom of the sixth with the Indians up 5-1. They're going to send the bottom third of their lineup to the plate with Kayla Heitkamp, Paisley Hart, and Layla Armstrong. Kayla Heitkamp is going to step into that batter's box, was hit by a pitch in the second, and got first base on a strikeout in the fourth. So actually, it was a walk. That was a walk in the fourth. So see if they can play a little more add-on in the sixth here, up 5-1. Zoe, bring me one of them last seven jokes.
Why was the pig ejected from the game?
Why was the pig ejected from the game? I don't know, bacon or oink. I ain't got it. What you got?
Playing dirty.
Oh, my God. I'm glad Kayla Heitkamp stepped in the batter's box. First pitch to the bottom of the sixth, taken low. Flag has slowly turned here at Fort Recovery, blown a little more in. Kayla grounder back to the pitcher, fielded cleanly, gets the first out of the bottom of the sixth. That's going to go 1-3 in the book. Left fielder freshman Paisley Hart's going to step to the plate. Does represent one of the five Indians runs back in the fourth. Takes pitch one, strike on the upper outside corner. The 0-1 offering comes to Hart, who hits a hard grounder back to second base. Play at first is called out. So Indians quickly on about three pitches here. Got two outs in the top or in the bottom of the sixth. That one's going to go 4-3 in the books. Freshman Layla Armstrong flew out to left field and got to first back in the fourth. So first pitch taken strike. 0-1 offering quickly to the plate. Swing fouled off the tip of the bat. 0-2. So Armstrong chokes up a little bit, takes the 0-2 offering. Foul tip back to the catcher, ruled foul. So the count's going to stay 0-2, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth.
Wow, right in between the pitcher's legs.
Yep, right between the wickets, straight up to center field. Armstrong does get a single with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Brings us back around to the top with senior Emma Will. So first pitch offering to Emma Will bounces off the catcher's glove, going to allow Layla Armstrong to advance to second. So Emma Will on the day took a walk back in the first and scored. She flew out to the catcher and was retired 5-3. So she's 0-2 on the day. Just heard the Anna Rockets 4 recovery score behind us is 6-1. Indians winning. Will's next pitch taken low, ball. Oh, yeah, Ooh, hard grounder just fouled down the first baseline. Makes the count 2-1. So, 2-1 offering, getting ready to come to Indian senior Emma Will. Will hard grounder up the middle. Shane's going to send Armstrong home from second. She is safe. Makes it 6-1 Indians on the RBI single by Emma Will. Senior shortstop Ava Greasy comes to the plate. Has scored twice already this evening. Reached on a single and was walked back in the third. Indians playing a little add-on here in the sixth inning on a two-out rally. So leaves that second inning the only Indian that only inning that the Indians did not cross the plate. Ooh, Emma tries to advance to second on the steal, and Steve Trout is saying she is out. I did not see a tag. Carrie Shane is going to go have a conversation with Steve Trout and say there was no tag made there. Regardless, that's three outs in the bottom of the sixth. The Indians are going to go to the seventh up 6-1. So, Zoe, we're three outs away here from an ending victory. Would advance them to 7-1 on the year. That dreaded number 7 was how many jokes you had left earlier. So what do you got for me right now?
Why are skanks so good at softball?
Why are
skanks?
I don't know.
Because they can hit, run, and steal.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So the Indians are going to go to the top of the seventh here, holding a 6-1 lead. Junior Jenna Holman's going to go out there and trying to secure the win here and do the duties from start to finish. So Redskins are going to send their designated players, Junior Ava Schaefer, to the plate to start the seventh inning, followed by Macy Schaefer and Maya Salisbury. We will be right back after this commercial break.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
All right, we are back here at the Diamond with the home plate umpire getting his mask back up to go. And Indians trying to lock down that seventh win of the year, up 6-1, top of seven. So Schaefer steps into the batter's box for the Redskins. First pitch swing fouled right down to the Redskins head coach, the third base batter's box. So Schaefer goes down 0-1. Next pitch low, 1-1 the count. Reminder, the Jay County Patriots will come across the state line and play the Indians tomorrow in softball. And the baseball team will be at home hosting Anzonia with a barbecue chicken dinner beginning at 11 here at the ballpark. So the 1-1 offering here to Schaefer. Taken low, 2-1. Two 2-1 offering to the plate. Fouled straight back. Makes the count 2-2. The flag out there in center field, Zoe, has definitely picked up in wind speed and is blowing straight in almost here the ball diamond right now.
Yep.
2-2 offering to the plate. Hard grounder to senior Ella Shane at third. Scoop throw out number one. So the Indians have got to 2 outs away from that 7th win of the season. So the Redskins will send to the plate freshman Caitlin Poppelman. Hard first pitch swing, strike one. One offering taken just a bit high. On deck for the Redskins, Maya Salisbury. And it would be the Indians' goal that would be the last batter of the evening. One offering. Taken low, 2-1. One pitch from Holman. Low, 3-1 the count. It's away from the catcher. No harm with nobody on here in the top of the 7th. It's 3-1 pitch from Holman as she steps back on the mound. Grounder, too greasy, fields it cleanly at first, steps on the bag, and 2 outs. So sophomore Maya Salisbury comes to the plate for the Redskins here with 2 outs in the top of the 7th. The Indians' goal here is that we are 1 out away from that 7th win. First pitch to Maya comes in. Strike on the outside corner.
Maybe this ump isn't so bad after all.
What's that?
Maybe this ump isn't so bad after all.
Well, I told you we don't have any issues with umps, and you've just been joking about them all night. So
it was only 2 jokes.
It was only 2 jokes. That's 2 more than maybe we should have done. But 0-1 offering to the plate. Taken on the outside corner. Strike 2. So 0-2, 2 outs, top 7, Indians up 6-1, and 1 pitch away. The pitch, strike 3, batter out on the changeup, and the Indians are going to secure a 6-1 victory over the Fort Laramie Redskins. We'll advance to 7-1 on the year in preparation for the cross-state rival from Indiana, Jay County Patriots, tomorrow here in Fort Recovery. So Holman ends the game maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 with her 10th strikeout of the day. 6-1 victory. Indians just didn't overpower him, just did it consistently and methodically. 5 out of the 6 innings we sent batters to the plate, we scored. Only one we did not was back there in the 2nd. So Indians secure 6-1 victory over Fort Laramie. Safe trip home, Fort Laramie. Did have a short conversation with their superintendent, Dan Holland, earlier. He drove the bus over here, and for these Lady Redskins, I'm hoping he's out there warming it up because it has been a chilly night at the ballpark. So, before we end this broadcast, though, we're going to give you one more opportunity. I don't want you to I don't want you to fool me on this one. I want to get this one, so make it easy.
It's pretty easy.
All right.
Why did Michael Jackson like playing softball?
Okay. Michael Jackson played softball. Why did Michael Jackson play softball?
No, why does he like playing softball?
Why does he? I think I got this one. He only needs to wear one glove. Oh! Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes! I'm ending it on a victory just like the Indians. 6-1 over Fort Laramie this evening, guys. Everybody have a great weekend, and we will see you next time.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.